President Obama's pick to direct the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service got a warm reception today from key members of the Senate. Only a handful of Senate Environment and Public Works Committee members attended Samuel Hamilton's confirmation hearing this morning. Chairwoman Barbara Boxer said that's a sign he'll have a smooth confirmation process. If Hamilton is confirmed by the full Senate, he'll oversee the Endangered Species Act and how it's implemented. Today's only fireworks came from Republicans over concerns about the ESA, although they expressed confidence Hamilton would be, as they said, fair-minded. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso criticized the ESA and said it's being overused.
The Endangered Species Act is not doing what it was intended to do. It's becoming now a tool of first resort for those who want to control Americans' every move. Often these supporters of the act celebrate adding new species to the list instead of celebrating when we've gotten a recovery of a species and gotten the species off the list.
Battles over the Endangered Species Act flared during during President Bush's last year in office, especially over the polar bear in Alaska. Chairwoman Boxer emphasized in questioning Hamilton that she wants to see the Obama administration focus on science as it decides how to list species.
Isn't the most important thing that we use science and not politics to guide us?
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. And, you know, I'm not a scientist, and I don't know that any member here is a scientist, especially when it comes to this particular area. So I hope that you will rely on the science and not the politics, and not my calling you into my office or any other committee member doing so. And I think you've said that clearly, that science will be your guide. That's all that matters to me.
Hamilton agreed and said he's worked with state and local communities to find solutions to contentious ESA issues. He has 30 years' experience working for Fish and Wildlife and is currently the regional director of its southeast region. Much of his experience is in the Everglades and coastal Louisiana. Hamilton said one of the biggest challenges at the agency will be dealing with global warming.
Climate change is a transformational conservation challenge of our time, not only because of the direct effects, but also because of the influence that it has on the stressors that we have to deal with even today in our wildlife conservation.
Hamilton has been part of an oversight committee that's drafting a strategic plan on climate change.